This week I heard this song several times on K-Love, and you know, when you have those moments when you just keep hearing things and are reminded of things, you know there's some value or worth to that. And in this song, it talks about all of us, and I believe what our role is as Christians, as a part of the family of God, as the church, and we've been talking about doing our part and working together. But the song talks about, I'm a nobody who's trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved my soul. I'm a nobody. We really are nothing without him. I hope we understand that this morning. I mean, I understand that and recognize that when I get up every morning that I'm nothing without Christ. That we're nobody, but we're trying to tell everybody about somebody, Jesus. And I think about all the things that we've been engaged in, the things that we've been involved in this summer, and everything that we're doing in the life of the church should be doing just that. Just a bunch of nobodies, right? Trying to tell everybody in the world about this Jesus that we read about and sing about on Sunday mornings. Then we go from here, that's what we're to be doing. A bunch of nobodies without Christ trying to tell everybody about somebody who loves them and who died for them. Yesterday, the parade happened in Shinsen, the Frontier Days parade. Big crowd, I thought, nice weather, and a good parade. And we walked through the parade and hand out water and juices. And it does have a label on there with our name on it, but it certainly is about our church. But at the same time, if you're, you know, looking for a church, and we're supposed to tell everybody, right, about Jesus and maybe where they could go to church, but it wasn't particularly about that. I don't think there's anybody here this morning. Some of you might have had a juice, but I don't know if any of those people came this morning, but maybe they went somewhere to church, right? That's what I pray, that maybe they went somewhere to church. But you think about in a parade, I thought about this as we were going through, and Louie and I were kind of talking about that, because you go through a parade, people like throwing stuff at you, you know what I mean? And it was mostly used, and it didn't even have some adults. But we were actually making some connections, handing something to somebody, right? Handing them a bottle of water or juice. We gave out over 500 drinks yesterday. There was a good crowd. And that's a part of all of us as nobodies, trying to tell everybody about somebody. Now, that to me is another opportunity that we had to plant a seed, just walking through our night with our nice little blue shirts on that said, "Let your light shine." And they recognized that we, and even if we didn't have a sign on the dad's truck door that said First Baptist Church, people would recognize that because that's what we're known for, really. I mean, we do that every year. We've been doing that for years, but we're in the community. So all these things that we're doing, everything that's on our calendar, so to speak, is an opportunity for us to tell everybody about somebody who died for us and loves us. And I think about school starting and, you know, how these people that stood up here have an opportunity, to guide young minds and lead them and direct them and you know, help them, but to love them and maybe plant a seed without even saying the word Jesus. And for me, I'm really going to be very busy, okay? But it's a part of what I believe I'm supposed to do. And if you need me, you text me. What I'll be doing in the middle school will be somewhat flexible. And the principal was real nice about if I have to leave and go take care of a problem and just as long as people where they're supposed to be when I leave. But these are all opportunities for me to tell somebody about Jesus. You know, I mentioned last week that in my endeavors to help the cross-country team clear off their path that I had encountered some poison. So I didn't listen to most of you who told me to pour, I got all kinds of ideas, pour some Clorox on it. Someone said kerosene. Why would I do that? But people have put kerosene on that before. And so, and even, what was it, apple cider vinegar. So I just was using the calamine and thought, it's just going to go. And I just kept praying, God, heal me. Well, but you know what? I learned this week. You can pray, and you should pray, and I always pray. But you got to do your part too, and you got to be smart about it. So I was, you know. So finally, I broke down and went, and I attempted to go one evening after practice. And did you know? Just so you know, if you go to MedPoint, if you go to MedExpress or any of those places, and the doors that they close at 8:00, they lock the door at 7:30. Okay, so you have to be in the door at 7:30. And the lady asked me if I had an emergency. And I said, yes, I'm itching. And I can't stand it. She goes, are you bleeding? No. We're closed. That's what she said. That's right. I have an error. But there's a lot of people in there. I'm thinking, what? So I went to all those places. I'm thinking, okay. So I went on the next day at 3 o'clock and went to Med Point, and I'd never been there before, and no one was in the parking lot, no one was in the waiting room. I'm thinking, oh, it's that song. But anyway, so I was taking care of, and this lady says, I think I know you. And I said, you probably do. She said, are you at the Baptist Church in Shinston? And I said, yeah. And she said, let me tell you something. And I thought, oh gosh. She said, not this year, but last year, my daughter was in a bad place and just really needed some help. And she came to your back to school thing and got clothes. And we had just had that, right? And gotten clothes. And that really got her back on her feet. And we saw that you were having it again this year. And my daughter was like, you know, I'm really thankful for that. I don't have to go there this year, but I'm thankful they have that. And so I'm thinking, well, that's where I was supposed to be. And she, that lady, really encouraged me. Was real thankful to our church that. And that's how we do those things. Telling everybody about someone who loves them and planting a seed and helping people out even through, and that lady's back on her feet. She said, my daughter's working. We don't need any help this year, but we're thankful that we got it when we needed it. And we're thankful that you're still doing it. Wow. And then the doctor comes in and he said, oh, you got the worst kind. You got a sumac. And I said, well, okay, so what does that mean? Because I'm really itching right now. And I was at this training thing at WI Middle School, and it was getting hot in there, and I thought I was going to explode. And as soon as the lady said, thanks for coming, I was out the door and got to Med Point as fast as I could. And so I got this shot, and I'm doing much better. So he asked me how I got it, and I was telling him about how I got it. And so he told me about all his kids, and he said, all his kids in Christ, he was over 15 minutes. I'm dying there. I mean, would you please just give me a shot? Seriously. He's telling me, oh, my kids love me. I did this race. You guys did this race and everything. And finally, he's like, you probably want a shot. I said, I really do. Yeah, I really need you to get that shot. He said, so he took care of that, right? And so, again, even with sumac, even at Med Point, God can use you right where you are. On Friday, this lady called, and her kid has some special needs, and couldn't make it here for our giveaway, and wanted to know if we could help out. See, the word gets out. The word gets out when you're doing things. Giving free things away, I get that, but people have needs, and people know that, in this community at least, to call here. So the lady had missed it and had some things going on, and so we were able to help her out and hopefully get some things taken care of. That happens all the time here. Kept hearing that song. Just every time I turn in the, every time I got in the car this week, seriously, and I keep it on Caleb, it just kept reminding me of that song. I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that loves me. And see, God can use you wherever, not just because I'm the pastor, but as a Christian, as a child of God, as a saved, as a believer, as a child of God, that God can use us to do that if we let him. And we've been talking the last couple weeks about being the vine and the branches and looking in Scripture and how we're going to be doing our part. That Scripture in John, it talks about the vine and the branches, how we're going to do our part. And last week we were looking in Luke about how Jesus was trying to teach his disciples to do their part. And so as we're doing our part and trying to do what God's called us to do and to be like Jesus and trying to tell everybody about Jesus, trying to love everybody, watch out, because the reality is that the action that we might want people to give to us, or what we might be expecting from people, may not be what you're looking for. And sometimes I think that we're sometimes discouraged. We're helping people and doing what we can, kind of wearing ourselves out, and we think if people don't appreciate us, we think, oh, I'm just not going to do that anymore. Well, think about Jesus. What have you done? If he just felt like, oh, no one cared, which he didn't, and most people didn't understand, if he'd have just quit. So working together and doing our part and telling everybody about somebody, we're going to do that no matter what, just like Jesus did. And we're going to look here in Scripture that people didn't like Jesus and were starting to not like his disciples, but Jesus kept saying, you got to keep going. And that's what we're to keep doing. You know, we talk about, I hear lots of people saying in the school world, you ready? You ready for the kids? You got your room ready? You got this ready? And people are saying that to me. I said, I'm a substitute. We'll be ready. I'm just here to help out, and you know, we'll be ready. We've got the kids, but think about it. We're always talking about getting ready for the summer, getting ready for the picnic, getting ready for this. Well, I believe we always should be ready. We should always be ready to share God's love with other people. You never know. At the open house at the middle school the other day, you know, I've been around a few years and know everybody, most of the people in school, and been at big on these kids, sixth graders coming, Mr. Newsom, I didn't know you were a librarian. I said, no. We couldn't find anybody else. So you're stuck. You know what I mean? But those are all opportunities, wherever we are, wherever you go. No matter what, no matter how people might treat you or what their response might be. So let's look this morning in John chapter 15. We're going to look in verses 18 through 25. And this is kind of what happened to Jesus, you know. And we had looked at this 2 weeks ago, the beginning part of chapter 15. But now we're picking up in verse 18 after understanding about loving each other. And that's what happens right there. It says in verse 17, this is my command, love each other. Okay, being a part of the branches. I am the vine. We are all the branches. All of us nobodies trying to tell everybody. And the last command there, verse 17, says, love each other. Even if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. Think about that. And Jesus had to understand. He kept on doing what he was called here to do, continued the journey, even though people hate him and spit at him and beat him. But we're to love, no matter what. We're to continue doing what we're supposed to be doing. It says, if you belong to verse 19, it says, if you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. I mean, we're just kind of here, right? This is why the world hates. We're just kind of passing through, right? We really are. God has planted us here. This is where we are, okay? And we're just supposed to do our best, right? We're in the world. We're just to love other people. We're just kind of passing through. We don't belong to the world. We belong to Jesus, right? And here we are. This is where God has placed us, to use us every day to plant seeds. And it says, remember, and again, lots of we got to remember, right? Remember the words I spoke to you. And that's what Jesus kept trying to tell the disciples. Remember, I told you this. Remember, we've already talked about this, right? A lot of reteaching. That's what we do at the beginning of school year. We do a lot of reteaching and reminding kids about rules and stuff. Well, Jesus had to do that all the time, I believe, with the disciples. If they persecute me, they will persecute you also. So here's the disciples, and he's just saying, the world hates me. Okay, they're going to be against you too because you're with me. And so for us, we might be treated that way too. Or people may not understand. I had people say, why do you guys do all that stuff down there at the church? I mean, why? Well, because we love Jesus. And yeah. Did anybody that you get close to come to church? Oh, no, they might have a church somewhere. But it's not really about church. It's about showing God's love, right? So here, Jesus is trying to kind of maybe encourage the disciples not to give up. Maybe because we do give up sometimes, right? Or we want to give up. We feel like no one appreciates what we're doing. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. Well, we know that was the whole story for Jesus' journey, that they didn't understand what he was doing. So why would they understand what the disciples or anyone that believed? Why are you with him? Why are you believing? That's blasphemy. Trying to understand or help them understand that no matter what, love each other and share my love with the whole world, regardless of how they treat me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. Now, however, they have no excuse for their sins. That's why Jesus came. You know, sometimes the truth hurts. You know, Jesus is telling them the truth, trying to help them understand who he is. And maybe that's why they don't like him, right? Because he told them something they didn't want to hear. So this is kind of like a lesson for the disciples, but it's a lesson for all of us. If we've been talking about doing God's work in the world and planting seeds and doing our part and loving one another and sharing his love with others. It doesn't matter what others think. Just do what God calls us to do. He who hates me hates my Father as well. So in this part of the scripture, it's just pretty much talking about people who are against God and Jesus and disciples because they don't believe. They don't understand. But we as the church are to help people understand who he is through these kind acts that we do, right? And helping meet needs and helping to take care of people. And that's what the church is to be doing, right? As Christians, we're already doing it. You know, Jewel City does this nice thing. I didn't know that they did this, but they provide lunch, like for, I think they do it for big young, like for for the Pathway staff at Big Elm, Lumberport Elementary, Lincoln Middle, and Lincoln High School. And the whole staff of Jewel City was there the other day, and Pastor Robert prayed with the teachers and had lunch with the teachers. And I just thought that was great. I mean, just trying to encourage the teachers. And Robert and I were talking about it. Robert asked me what I was doing. I think that's awesome that you're in the schools, because we need to try to be in the schools. And as Christians, that's what we're here for. We're supposed to be in the world. We're not otherwise where God has put us, but that's what we're supposed to be doing. Out in the world, sharing his love. So, if I had not done among them what no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have been seeing these miracles, and yet they hated both me and my father. You read that, you're thinking, okay. They've seen people be healed. Some of them have been healed themselves. They still don't get it. They still don't like him, right? Because they don't understand. But no matter what, Jesus continued healing. He continued healing. He continued meeting needs. And he's trying to help these disciples to understand that. But that's who we are. We're his disciples now. And even the people hate us. The world hates us. People don't understand us. No matter what, we're continuing to love each other. Just as it says back in verse 17. But this is to fulfill what is written in their law. They hated me without reason, as it says in verse 25. They hated me without no reason. You know, I've said this before. We have people that say, well, we don't speak to that part of the family. We don't talk to those people or those people across the tracks. And we ask why we don't know. Oh, I don't know. My mom said we can't go over there. My dad said, don't talk to Uncle Henry. They hated me without reason. We don't understand. And we think about today. We think about all the things that are happening in our world, and we try not to focus on the hatred and the bad things that are happening, but it's there. And so I believe that's why it's important for us to understand what God calls us to do, is to love each other. At school the other day, they had this active shooter drill that they had to do. I hate that, it's horrible. But they talk about, the FBI and all these people are talking about things that have already happened, and things that are happening all over the world, and talking about this disconnect with kids. And you know, we just had the first day of school, and it's just, I think about this. I think about Jesus. Jesus loves us no matter what, doesn't he? We mess up, he still loves us. We make bad choices, he still loves us. You know, and we start a new school year, we forget about what happened last year. Everybody's here, and we hope it's going to be a good school year, and we want everyone to be loved. And these people are law enforcement. They're like, our goal this year is that we never have to go to a school. That'd be awesome, right? So this morning, as we think about what God's calling us to do, what our part is, and what it means for us to be one of the branches, we're to do our part in loving one another, praying for our kids, praying for our schools, praying for our teachers, and understanding that we're all just really nobodies without him, right? And he wants us to do something awesome. Just like God took 12 ordinary men and disciples and did extraordinary things. He changed the world. God can use us to do that too. God can use us to do that too. So I don't care where it is that God takes you right after this service. No matter where he leads you to the rest of the day or this week, that God will use you right where that is and right where he takes you to whatever it is that you're engaging in, that you're helping others to understand that God loves them. We have to love each other, just as it says there. We're all doing our part. Because we're all going to go to different places, right? We're all going to go in different directions. But God used us right where we are, doing our part and loving each other. And even, no matter what, even if people don't understand, people say, oh, I'm not doing it well. Think about Jesus. He did this no matter what others thought. Right to the cross, he died for us. And as we close this morning, you know, I was praying about and I do this. This is what I do, right? I pray that God will give me direction as to what to share this morning, what scripture, and what to sing, and what we're going to do. And I just do that, right? Do you do that? I mean, God directs me in everything. I mean, not just as a pastor, but in everything. And this last song says, near to the heart of God. But in scripture there, as it says there, the psalm, it says, it is good to be near God. That's the scripture that goes along with the psalm on page 497. It is good to be near God. Wow. I don't know. I read that, and I kind of was singing to myself in the office on Friday.
Near to the heart of God. That would be good.
Here's what you need to understand this morning.
Here's what we all need to understand. God's right here. God never leaves us. He says he never will.
He says he never will. We're the ones that try to run from
him. We're the ones that try to get away from him. We're the ones that try to hide from
him. But God's really as close to you as you want him to be.
He really is. I mean, he's right there, but you can keep running. And I think about school starting and kids going into, you know, different schools and different grades and taking on different challenges. And
they need to know that God's with them, right? He's told these kids that, didn't I?
But we, all of us, need to understand that God's near us.
And he's right there with us if we want him to be, right?
God tells us to love each other. We don't have to do that. It's your choice, right? But God calls us, if we're his children, and we're believers, that we're to love one another. So God's as close to you as you want. Boy, I need him. I need him every hour, every minute, every second, and I can't get enough of him. It's good to be near God. God, we're thankful that you're here this morning. God, we're thankful that you're close by us, right with us. And God, I know that we understand that this morning. That's why we're here, because we know how much we need you. And we want to be close to you. We want to be as near as you as we can be. But we know, God, that there are adults, people of all ages that are struggling with life, that have lost all hope, and you're their only hope. You're our only hope. God, this morning, we believe that. So, God, as we leave from here today, God, maybe just engulf ourselves in you. But we can't get enough time praying with you. We can't get enough time reading your word, that we always want more. And we always want to share more of you with the world. God, I think it's really important in our faith that we get up in the morning and realize God, I'm nobody today without you. But with God, all things are possible. But with you, I can change the world. With you right near me and right beside me and right in front of me, right all over me, and in control, God, that I can be somebody who can tell everybody about you. God, we love you this morning. And I pray if there's any prayer that needs to happen this morning, if we have something that's happened in our life or struggling with something, we let our church pray with us. We pray together this morning. If we have a decision to give our heart to you, to live for you, or be baptized, or join the church, or whatever it might be, I pray we do that today. But God, you're calling us right now to be closer to you, to be nearer to you, and to do our part, no matter what others think. We will go into the world. We will go into the world and tell everybody about this Jesus who died for us because he loved us. God, we thank you for loving us no matter what. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name.